String 29. The Return of Builder Command. The spacious chambers of the Ark's cartographer now host five commanders, all builder security but for the Isodidact. The Ur-Didact, whose ship remains at bay near Omega Halo, has rescued himself from this meeting. He has not responded to any outside communication, juridicals are informed. Isodidact. Out here, on the edge of the great intergalactic darkness, we are extraordinarily weak and horribly exposed. I have no doubt that very soon the Greater Ark will be placed under siege. The new commanders stand in a wide circle within the Ark, or rather within a fully detailed projection. Depending on where my attention focuses, my ancilla feeds me prepared memories of the installation's past activities. The arrival of survivors, removal of specimens to the Halo, positioning of the Halo to sweep path Kathona. The data arrives in such rapid, dense packets that they give me an annoying headache as my brain adjusts to torrents of memories. But that is the way of things in the endgame of a war. And we are in the endgame. We have lost. That much seems obvious. But our final battle could place us in a position to make the Flood victories seem very bitter indeed. And so there is no room for disputes within command. The changes have happened. They cannot be reversed. Per mandate of the new council, Builder Security is now once again in control of the Greater Ark. However, three of the five in attendance used to be warrior servants and once served under my original. That much returns a little confidence. I have to wonder how he would handle his former commanders, and why he's chosen to abandon us in our time of greatest need. My memories and abilities are the same or better in his present state. But to many of them he is old and familiar. I am new. The other commanders experience their own investment with data. Sparkles of individual displays dance around their armor as they ask questions of the installation's medarch, offensive bias. When the cartographer has finished its update, I call them to full attention. We've all seen the might of the reawakened precursor constructs. I begin. Once they're upon us, we will have little time. There is no room for error, no room for hesitation.
They are our creators,
the examiner exclaims. He is a former Promethean, larger than myself and older than my original by several thousand years. The examiner long ago preferred supporting command as more suited to his talents, which are extraordinary, as indicated by the fact that he has somehow brought 75 fortresses and 11 dreadnoughts out of the worst precursor tangles to the Greater Ark, where they now provide the bulk of our defense.
Doubtful in the extreme,
cries the tactician. A general rumble of agreement passes around the circle. The tactician is relatively slight and younger than the others. Less than 2,000 years have passed since his maturity, and he has always been Builder Security. But he proved his brilliance over and over during the Metarg Revolt. With the fall of the Master Builder, he went into temporary retirement. His star rises again. He could be chosen to replace me. Not without reason. I harbor no doubts they are not the same, I say. Not anymore, at least. The distortions the Flood inflicts are outward manifestations of an inner ugliness that reflects its origins. Ultimately, it matters little where they came from. We now find ourselves at the end of Forerunner existence. The commanders stand in solemn silence. Bitterness of the vanquished steps through the projected forge and stands surrounded by ghostly images of damaged Forerunner transports. Bitterness commanded warrior forces during the Kredal conflicts at Galactic Center. She trained me, trained my original. She is the eldest among us, not to be taken lightly.
Under your command, she says, Forerunners have lost thema after thema to the Flood. I taught the Didact, and you are not him. Tell us why any Forerunner should continue to follow you in the face of such catastrophic losses, now that the Didact has returned and his duplicate is no longer necessary.
Despite anticipating this,
With all the honed political instincts of my original, I feel a deep jab of resentment. In my mind, in all my thoughts, I am the didact. Born Stellar is like a character in a story told centuries ago, so dim, so other. But I have to honor her opinion. Still, she forces me to reveal things best left unsaid.
I would agree and step aside, yet the didact has recused himself.
Because he was subjected to interrogation by a grave mind, Bitterness says.
So it would seem, I respond. A consequence of his capture by the Master Builder who dropped him into a burn to die. The commanders all raise their arms and twist their left hands. They are not receptive to this line of discussion and bicker among themselves. They do not believe one story or another, and the reasons for the Master Builder's strange behaviors in these matters remain unknown.
There is conspiracy here to reduce warriors to nothing,
the Examiner calls out, his voice breaking. You yourself are now a builder, Bitterness says.
As are you. We should confront the new council, force them to hear us. The didact, the original didact, is our only hope in this conflict. We should join him, the Examiner insists.
Those who most recently transferred to Builder Security are uncomfortable with this assertion. Conflicting loyalties could put them in an awkward position with the Master Builder who currently holds the power. It is too late now, Bitterness says. The time for strife and indecision has ended. Let us keep our composure and accept that the facts are still in dispute. She faces me, her sightless eyes strangely acute. She has been blind for centuries. Her armor sees for her.
Yet now you push forward a strategy the didact passionately opposed for more than 1,000 years. Strange reversal. How can you, or the Master Builder, be trusted?
Her words finished, she steps back into the circle. Follows a longer and more telling silence. Bitterness has struck a chord, given voice to doubts most have held since the destruction of the capital planet. Doubts that have grown to an awful strength within our sad line of defeats and retreats. Am I not the didact in truth, in my mind? Am I truly less? How could I not foresee that this problem would rise so quickly to the level of a crisis in command? But I have. The sum of a fight among equals or with a superior is to allow the other's strength to put him where you want him. There is one personality who may yet unite us all, if he plays his new role well. A tremendous risk, that. A new voice from outside the circle breaks the pause. The strongest among us has arrived.
You can't fault this new didact. I outwitted his original twice before, you know.
The Master Builder's slider figure enters the cartographer behind the single projected halo, and for a moment he is cast in shadow.
I forced him into exile. Practically sealed him into his cryptum, and when he returned from that exile, I lured him, hooked him like a silly fish, and sent him to an even darker fate. I ask you, who's the greater strategist?
The Master Builder joins the circle, then moves to the center, his penetrating black eyes searching all with benign amusement. He lingers on my face only for a moment, with a sidelong afterglance.
If anything, he says, this new didact is a sharper and more capable character, certainly now. As for the other, the old didact and I have just had a brief visit. Whatever business he has here will soon be completed. He already makes preparations to leave.
We desperately need a strong central command, Bitterness announces, and we need it now.
I believe it's obvious who that commander must be.
The Master Builder has resumed his characteristic bravado. But something is missing. Something has hit him very hard and left a mark in his demeanor. He struts and shrugs out his arms as if preparing for physical labor.
Tell them, born stellar makes eternal lasting. Tell them how I knew we'd all be here, doing precisely what we're doing now, many years ago. You were there, after all. I do not hesitate to give him his due. The Master Builder tested Halo on Charim Hakor, I say, with startling results. Faber moves around the circle, examining the commanders with some, but not all, of his old wicked energy. Long ago, while overseeing Halo field design, I had a suspicion, an insight, that the Halo's energies might also nullify neural physics. That insight was proven brilliantly correct. When the Halo fired, tuned to my select energies, it destroyed all precursor artifacts in the system. Serendipity, perhaps, or brilliance. You decide. But fair is fair. After my test and its unexpected consequences, I made the mistake of gathering up the Timeless One, the Primordial.
The last precursor, so it later claimed.
An incredible scientific specimen, I thought. I did show caution. I imprisoned the Primordial in a stasis field. Yet somehow it got loose again, clever thing, and provoked an unfortunate dialogue with Mendicant Bias, our first example of an ancillary infection, and a rather dire one. For that, I am entirely to blame. All my triumphs were shunted aside by the revolt of Mendicant Bias, whose design and creation I share with the Didact. Let us not forget that. Our servant turned against us. I became an outcast, a failure.
He forestalls unvoiced objections with a raised arm and splayed fingers.
And yet, what a discovery. And herein lies our last hope in this awful war. We still hold the one weapon which is capable of stopping the Flood, this Halo.
He continues to pace restlessly around the circle, as if hoping to draw forth encouragement, justification. I tell myself, silently, how much I hate this Forerunner.
The original Didact was wrong. I was right. But it takes his duplicate to finally listen to reason.
He glances again in my direction. The weakness is almost blatant. These Halos were specifically tuned to fire a linear blast of energy, which disrupts and ultimately wipes out neural physics, destroying both the Flood and its precursor weapons. With it, we will bring unparalleled destruction upon our attackers, putting an end to this war once and for all.
He looks back to the commanders. But if we fail here, know that another Ark has already been created,
he says,
and from it, more efficient, smaller Halos. They form a weapon array far more powerful than even this ring.
He points to the lone holographic Halo.
When these newer Halos are spread throughout the galaxy, they will form a network capable of purging all sentient life. These are our last defense. Without them, the galaxy will be dominated by the Flood. We must not let it come to this.
His look seems to cut the air.
A few of you have been warrior servants. Brave, honorable. And yet the heirs of those who committed the unspeakable crime that began this madness, a crime against our creators. Remember that in your long dreams, when you confront the Domain.
Suddenly, Faber's armor slumps. His energy seems to dissipate.
But know this. The original Didact was impressed by a Gravemind to serve as messenger. The Gravemind was aware of my activities, purging infected Forerunner vessels and restoring them to service. It sent the Didact my way, deliberately, with a message.
What message?
Bitterness asks. My family, my wives and children went into their own exile. They relocated on a system in Path Corral, now part of a burn. All have been gathered by the flood. All have been made part of a grave mind. His face contorts. He shouts around the circle, "My wives! My children!" Addressing me from within a grave mind, taunting me, accusing me through my enemy. If we carry out our designs, they say all will die, and nothing of value will be left to me. The Didact actually took pleasure in delivering this message. This, he says, is what you have done with your halos. Bitterness bows not in submission but in joined grief before the Master Builder.
Our sorrow is with you, she whispers.
All sorrow is with you, the Examiner affirms.
I stand my ground, but this is the support Faber sought, the support he needs. He looks up. Who better to understand our task, then? I would give everything to have been wrong. I would give everything not to be a forerunner in these times. As I live and breathe, I am sickened by the truth, sick at my core. Yet by order of the remaining council, sadly reduced, I have resumed command.
The galaxy is ours to lose.
Let's put an end to our hideous mistakes. But when we've survived, when we're finished with our awful task, forced on us by the iniquity of warriors 10 million years ago, who among us will ever be able to face the domain? None of the others met his haunted eyes. Deliberately, I avert mine as well.
Who, forerunners?
He cries, then pushes through and departs the cartographer. The commanders stand in respectful silence, then turn as one toward me.
The Master Builder's fate is here, and so is ours, Examiner says. Someone must go to the other Ark and prepare for the unthinkable.
My task is now clear.
The grave minds know they still face a tremendous threat,
Bitterness says.
They know of the existence of the Greater Ark, but they may not yet know the whereabouts of the Lesser Ark. You must go there and take command. The Flood cannot be allowed to claim victory. They must be stopped, if not for our kind, then for others who may come later.
The commanders look out beyond the image of Halo and Ark, toward the great dim spread of stars that is our galaxy. The star roads are coming.
We can all feel them,